Bells will be ringing.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And guess what? It is Frisky Friday. So we have our friends in the studio, animals included, little kitty cat named Swerve from A Hope. So welcome. We've got Paige
thank
in the
you.
House and
thank
Brandy
you,
is here.
You.
And as I've mentioned all morning, I've asked everybody what's their favorite Christmas song. So Paige said, Please Come Home for Christmas. Christmas. That was
the Eagles.
That was the Eagles version.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, wow, so it's Frisky Friday, and Swerve is a gorgeous kitty cat who is now wandering all over. This could get interesting. The last time I had a pet in here, yep, it just got interesting. Things got kind of knocked down. So if I go away or you hear some rattling, that's what's happening, just so you know. He did not. No, he did good. He did good.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't jump on the board here where all the switches are, because if he hits the wrong switch, we could be in big trouble.
Yes.
Because as the listeners know, I'm still working on it, but I'm not completely tech savvy just yet. So.
Hey, that makes all of us. So.
Yeah. But this is a special time of year. You know, we've had this week. I've been trying very much the last couple of weeks to bring in a lot of different groups. We brought in Great Dane Rescue. Brought in
Place of Hope.
Thank you. Place of Hope for Small Dogs. A Place for Hope for Small Dogs was in here yesterday. And we've certainly had our friends over at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, which, by the way, I think they said they had over 300 rescues that they were keeping there. And they're, I think they can only hold about 150. So they've got animals that are in the offices and the bathrooms, but they also have fosters. So this time of year, we do have a lot of stray animals. And the thing that I wanted to mention about y'all is that it's just so important, especially during the holidays, if you're thinking about getting a cat or a dog or a puppy or a kitten, that's all well and good. And when they're under the Christmas tree and everybody's excited, but you're making a commitment to this animal that's going to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. This is not just like a wind-up toy that you can return in January. So if you're thinking about doing this, please consider carefully whether you're ready, that you can afford it, that you're willing to put the work in for training. And, you know, it's like having it's a little being, and for some of us, a little child in the house. So you really want to take that decision seriously. Tell us about A Hope and what you're all about, and I'll try to find out what's going on with her microphone. Hang on.
Well, we are so, so excited to be here today. We've got so many great holiday things going on this season. And first of all, let's get an update on the clinic progress since the last time that we were here with Meg. And we'd like to let you know that we now have all our plumbing done, thanks to Johnson's Plumbing. We have the electrical is almost done, thanks to BCR Electrical, Ben Rushing and his wife Jennifer. And then also, this is great, RM Integrations has donated our entire security system. So shout out to them should you need that.
That was really big the other day.
Yes,
absolutely.
So that's huge. And so we're super excited about all of that. And of course, Mathis Group, we can't leave them out because They donated our electrical supplies, which has saved us so much money to put towards other things like computers, the painting, the floors, etc. But, you know, everybody says, well, you know, when are you going to be open? And what's, you know, do you have this or do you have that? Well, guess what? Brandy's got the huge announcement today that will put all of your minds at rest.
Really?
That this is
You're
really happening.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
It is finally and really happening. So, absolutely. After 7 years of our organization being around now, we have been aiming for one goal, and that's to open up a spay-neuter clinic here in the Santa Rosa County. And we've been building this now for a while now. So we plan to hopefully soft open, meaning opening to rescues and shelters directly early spring of 2025.
Wow.
But as of December 1st, we hired our vet.
So, yes. Congratulations.
Can't have a clinic without a vet.
So exciting.
Yes. So we do have our head vet. She is contracted on board. We're so excited to have her. She is absolutely amazing. We can't wait to actually get to introduce her. But yeah, she's phenomenal. She's dedicated to the mission. She comes with tons of experience working in shelters, working in high volume clinics, and just shelter medicine in general. So